This is Monday Night Fallout with your hosts, Double L, Loverboy Langlois, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonium. And now, it's time for Fallout.
Welcome, everyone, to another rendition of Raw is Awful. I am T-Rock Plutonium, and you are not. I am the world's only sign-spinning luchador, and you are not. And this is Monday Night Fallout, and we're watching Raw, and odds are you probably are not. But it's okay, because what an awful show it's been. Yes, we saw The Undertaker. Yes, we saw Shawn Michaels. But my brain hurts. My mind hurts. Everything hurts. I don't know what Vince is doing to Raw. I don't know what the hell is going on. I don't know why Braun Strowman is a heel. But I guess we're going to talk about that tonight. And we're going to have a spelt show tonight because Minister of Sinister and Double L are not going to be with us. But one person who will be with us is going to the phone lines. He's our good friend, Christian. Philadelphia.
Well, Finn just looked like a bitch tonight, didn't he?
Well, here comes the Shield, too. We got to wait for them because they're just busted out of prison. Fastest court date in history. And it is Labor Day, so it's amazing they actually got a judge. And now Finn is going to get beaten by Strowman and Ziggler and Drew McIntyre, the new tag team champions, of course, because that's what's got to happen. And it's, of course, the Shield is probably going to win those tag titles from the two of them, and Strowman again with his heel tactics, and it really is not like he's not getting booed. It's just I don't think the crowd knows what to do with him. Christian, what a terrible heel turn.
This and the Becky Lynch one has gone backfired, T-Rock. These two heel turns have completely backfired to shit. Man, and today the Raw is more shitter because of it.
Well, and I don't think Becky's ever gonna get booed, so maybe they'll go with that. But I don't know why Braun Strowman. You could have put Bobby Lashley with these two idiots, and it would have worked wonders. Instead, he's Shanti, and he is the water. And my brain hurts as I don't know. Like this Raw started off in. I don't know. I don't know what to make of any of it, but I guarantee you the Shield is coming out.
It started bizarre.
It ended bizarre. And yes, the Shield is coming right now, right? We heard music. They're coming out. I can't even hear the music. I'm not even listening. Is there Shield? Let me raise up the volume a little. Oh, he's going to drive the ambulance, the police car, into the arena? Is that what's going to happen? Yes, of course. They're driving, backing up the police vehicle, of course, because they have they stole the police car, because that's what the Shield does. Don't back it up too far, guys. They're not going to be able to get out. This is all just a ruse, of course. Oh, no. There's Roman Reigns in the back of the driving a police car because they just got out of prison. So what's the best thing to do when you get out of prison? Steal a police car. That's exactly what you should do when you get out of prison, especially on a Labor Day where you were booked, arraigned, made bail, and stole a police car in a matter of 2 hours. Yes, Labor Day. Justice is swift in the WWE. And this is very interesting. I don't know what the crowd thinks. I'm going to raise the volume up again. And Cole is going crazy. And I don't know what, like, all this is doing is, like, muddying the water. Heels, faces, healed. Ass, shit, nothing, dick, like, fucking. And I want to comment. Oh, here comes the Raw roster. And all the heels now coming out to beat up the Shield. Again. Everybody is coming out. The camera work is very fun and shaky and strange. And yeah, because, you know, that's awesome. We saw this in the beginning, and we're seeing it again. The heels are banding together.
I see Drew Gulak with it. I see Drew Gulak in there.
I see Goulash. I see Chili. I see Strowman. Steel steps to Roman Reigns' face.
What a great Shield reunion.
The best, man. This is awesome. And
mm-hmm.
Seth Rollins right into the police car, broke the window. And Roman Reigns getting pummeled by steel steps and the police vehicle's glass broke, the sugar glass, and now they're beating somebody on the announce table. And Strowman again going to take Roman out with the – where are all the faces? The heels are out there, right? Where are all the faces?
I'm confused. Why are they doing this again?
To turn Strowman heel and get Reigns cheered. Where's the faces, though? Like, the heels are all out there. There's Elias. And there's the Ascension. And, the back of the stolen police car from the Faces. The Faces who got arrested and busted out of prison and stole a police car are now getting beat up. And the heels are taking the justice out on the Shield. And I don't know, like, I don't know what we're seeing. Who cares? Like, I guess we should care. And Dean Ambrose is going into a big kick from Drew McIntyre. Roman Reigns is still getting beat. Why isn't he? He should be bleeding.
It's a big sausage fest.
Where are the faces to make the save? There are no faces to make the save. I guess this is a message being shown to the Shield. Super kick off the mark from Dolph Ziggler. The Shield is going to have to create an army. Who's their army going to be? Nobody knows. But Strowman is still taking out Roman Reigns. So odds are that Roman Reigns is going to win the Universal Championship at Hell in a Cell. You take the most over guy in the company, the biggest face in the universe, and turn him heel. And then now all the heels are out, causing damage and taking care of the Shield. So,
what an awful ending.
Drake Maverick is a heel now, right? Because he manages the Authors of Pain. Where are the faces, though? I want to know. Where are the faces? They're in the back at catering, and nobody cares. And they're eating their hoagies and brunch as the Shield being locked off. You can go to WrestleCorp.com and comment if you want. Let's go to the active chat thread on the other site and see what they're saying about this, and then we'll go into Raw a little deeper. Rollins versus Police Van. Police Van 1, Rollins 0. This is dumb. Why would half the roster join in while the other half sits in the back? Alpha Y2J says, Shield looking strong. It took half the locker room to keep him down. And Brian Mahoney says, just ridiculous. I feel so freaking deflated. Finn Balor is my favorite guy in all of wrestling. He delivers every single time. To have to see him suggested to play in second fiddle every week. And you have the end angle. What the fuck was that? To cheer on the stupid show. And a ridiculous yet satisfying ending. But seriously, why wouldn't the Raw locker room hate the Shield? They've been in every main event in the last year. And where's the Wyatt family? Sierra Hotel Indigo Tango. That is shit. So welcome everyone to Monday Night Fallout, and we're going to get to all the action. Christian, your early thoughts on tonight's show?
A piece of shit. It was a piece of shit show like always. Nothing exciting except for Undertaker, but that's about it. This show was a piece of shit. Garbage.
Raw is awful. Garbage. So Monday Night Raw opens up, and out to the ring comes Braun Strowman, Dolph Ziggler, and McIntyre. And Braun Strowman cuts the heel promo, I guess, and then Dolph and Ziggler, and then the Shield comes through the crowd, but wouldn't you know it, Baron Corbin has everybody come out and the entire locker room come out, and then the Shield get arrested for inciting a riot, I guess, and whatever. What did you think of this opening segment?
First of all, the Shield, you heard that pop that they had tonight? That was garbage. They didn't even get a pop, hardly, tonight. So everybody's catching on to this Shield nostalgia is over. It's over before it even fucking began. And this segment was bullshit because it's boring. We've seen it 100 times already with the fucking roster coming into the ring and stopping a fight. We've seen it 100 times. It's getting boring. It's getting stale. Fuck this opening. And makes Roman look worse because he's the Universal Champion. He didn't have the belt with him, and he got arrested. So fuck this segment.
And Rollins didn't have the belt either. It's like the belts are taking second fiddle to this feud. Like, they should have the championships around their waist. Like, what is that? And I don't really necessarily think it warranted the entire locker room coming out. Like, you know, I don't understand that. But I guess there's reasons, because the Shield got arrested. They got thrown into the back of a police cruiser, and yet they stayed there. That's fun. That's what I thought was funny after this segment, is it took them all to get in there, and they just stayed in the back of the police car instead of trying to get out, which makes absolutely no sense. But that's okay.
Did you saw the way Roman was running to the back? Did you saw how he was running?
Slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah.
With no urgency.
Mm-hmm.
No fire. He probably even knows that this is a load of bullshit. So the Shield gets arrested, and they get carted off to jail, and we get updates all night. And then we move on to a most amazing match. And a near-death experience for one of the Bellas. The Bella Twins versus the Riot Squad, Beaky at ringside. And, of course, the Bella Twins win. Christian, what did you think of this match? And what a botch. The botch heard around the world.
I could have given 2 fucks about this match. I don't give a fuck about the Bella Twins. But the fact that the Bella Twins had a bigger pop than the Shield, it's a fucking shame. The fact that the Bella Twins had a bigger pop. But this match was garbage. The Bella Twins are trash. I hate it.
How do you really feel? So, yeah, I don't care about the Bella Twins. They're promoting their TV show, and I don't know. It doesn't seem like it matters. Like, none of this mattered. After that opening segment, which was interesting, you know, it was something different, I guess. They were trying for a different feel, and then we get this garbage, and then Baron Corbin and Finn Balor comes in and says he wants a rematch, because everybody wanted to see that, and that's going to be the main event. So I guarantee you nobody tuned in for the third hour. Even though the main event changed, I guarantee you nobody tuned in for the third hour. And when I heard this, I said, oh, my fucking God. Oh, Lord in heaven, help me, please. Help the God Almighty, whoever is out there, please. Jesus fucking Christ, help me, help me, help me. Help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. Because these two fucking guys are going to keep going on and on and on, and nobody cares about this feud. And yet, they promoted it as the main event. It wasn't the main event, but you know what? Everybody thought it was. What a total turd piece of garbage, crap, nonstop shit fest that we're seeing tonight. And then, oh my fucking God, seriously, this is the point where I told somebody I would rather be watching Impact right now. Bobby Roode and Chad Gable versus The Ascension. Bobby Roode teaming with Chad Gable. Bobby Roode, the former NXT World Champion. Bobby Roode, the United States Champion. Bobby Roode, who should be a heel. He's now in a tag team with Chad Gable as they face The Ascension. Christian from Philadelphia, aren't you excited about Bobby Roode's new role as a tag teamer?
The only thing that I can see from this is that maybe this is an idea for him to turn fucking heel finally. But it's the wrong thing for him to turn heel. This is the wrong way to turn him heel. But I think this is just a way for him to turn heel finally. That's the only thing I can see for this whole fucking tag team shit. For Bobby Roode to turn heel. That's the only reason why he's in a tag team, I think.
Well, you would hope. But then again, it's the WWE, man. He might be with Chad Gable forever. They might be the worst. I know. I'm sorry, man. Vince McMahon, I know you're listening. And I know you hear me every time. But, bro, seriously, you are off your friggin' rocker. You are off your meds. What?
What do you think their tag name's going to be?
A total pile of shit. That's what I think. A total pile of shit. You know what? I'm coming to Raw. I'm going to be there September 24th. I'm going to be live on Raw. And I'll be live on the show from the Pepsi Center here in Mile High City, Denver, Colorado. And I'm going to be there. And every time, WWE usually delivers. But I don't know, Vince. I don't know, buddy. Like, what are you doing, man? Braun Strowman, over face, turn him heel. Becky Lynch, over face, turn her heel. Didn't work in either one of those accounts. Bobby Lashley is drinking the water, and who the fuck cares? And then KO comes back, like, what the fuck? And then Baron Corbin, and whoever, and now Bobby Roode.
Do you think personally he knows what he's doing is wrong, but he just doesn't give a fuck?
He got a couple billion dollars. He doesn't care. He's sitting on his pile of money, jerking off to Roman Reigns' picture and saying, "I'm Vince McMahon, damn it." And that's all. He doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't care about you. He didn't care about me. He doesn't care about the fans. He doesn't care about the WWE anymore. He's phoning it in. Vince, you are an awful, awful booker. You are terrible. I've been watching wrestling forever. SmackDown is being perfectly done. It's wonderful. It's great. Raw is a big pile of shit. It's a turd fest. It is a dump fill. It is full of dumpy ass shit and stories that make no sense. And get back on your fucking meds, man. You're ruining your whatever. He's got money. He doesn't care. He didn't give a shit about me. Maybe if we shout to the heavens.
2019's rolling by, and the whole Fox thing, he needs to step up his game or else he's fucked.
No, listen. SmackDown is going to Fox, and SmackDown is good. See? So anyway, Bobby Roode and Chad Gable beat The Ascension, and there you have it. I was hoping Bobby Roode would turn heel right here tonight. I'm sure it's going to happen sooner or later, and it should happen, because Bobby Roode needs to be a heel, but I don't know. I think it's way past its time, man, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I think he's turning heel on the wrong person. I think he should be turning heel against Seth Rollins and having a feud with him, not in a fucking tag team match. Not in a tag team.
You gotta start somewhere, man, and apparently you're starting at the bottom of the fucking barrel. And as if it wasn't bad enough, Raw continued on. Fortunately, we get Elias. A bright hope of glimmer in the already piece of shit show that we've gotten so far. If I were to rate the show so far, I would give it a minus 20 out of shit. A big turd that it's all laid out on the lawn right there. And Elias comes in. So that brings it up to about a 1 now. We're at a 1. I say maybe it's a 1 because Elias saved it. He did good, and Alexa Bliss was looking nice. Mickie James was looking milfy. Alicia Fox was what she is. And then, you know, out comes Ronda, and out comes whatever. And then we get the match. We get Alexa Bliss versus Natalya. Alexa Bliss wins with an arm bar that looked like it didn't hurt at all. Poor Natalya and her cats and her queef-smelling house. That's all I have to say about this. Natalya versus Alexa Bliss and the Elias segment. Christian from Philadelphia, give us your expert opinion on this pile of dog shit.
I think they're teasing an Elias and Alexa Bliss team up That will be fucking excellent. I want that to happen. Book it, WWE. Book it. But I don't know if it's you, man, but I'm kind of getting tired of Ronda Rousey now. Like, I'm kind of getting tired of her already. Like, she's booked too strong. Like, three women can take out one woman. Are you fucking real? Like, I'm getting real sick and tired of Rousey now at this point. Don't you feel the same way?
I don't know. Her haircut seemed to change, and she's doing what she can do, and I'm sure she's going to be booked like Roman, coming on strong. I'd like to welcome TBM to the chat. He asked, how did Taker look aside from old looking? Was it pretty much the same as Mania? And then Mumra, our World Generation Champion, said he came out to the ring rather quickly. He looked close to WrestleMania. He cut one of his best promos. We're not there yet. We're talking about Alexa Bliss versus Natalya. Christian, poor Natalya? I don't know.
Natalya, she's irrelevant at this point. Why is she even on TV at this point? Shouldn't she be taking time off and mourn for her fucking father? Why can't she just take time off and mourn for her father instead of wrestling matches that are shit matches?
Well, you know what, though? You'd think they'd throw her a bone and maybe she's going to be Ronda Rousey's next opponent. She's going to turn heel and whatever, but I think it's a waste of her, and it's a waste of us talking about it for any longer than we had to. So let's move on. We don't have Minister, we don't have Double L, so we'll move on. The Raw Tag Team title match was supposed to be the Revival versus the B-Team in a feud that's been going on for a million weeks over and over again. But fortunately, Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler put us out of our misery, and we got a Raw Tag title match of McIntyre-Ziggler versus the B-Team. Now, if you thought for a second that the B-Team was going to win, if you thought that Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler weren't going to leave the tag team champions, then you are a fucking moron. Just like Vince thinks we all are. I was not expecting anything other than what happened, and you know what? We have new Raw Tag Team Champions, Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler. And this is great because they will eventually be facing Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, probably at Hell in a Cell. Forget about the Intercontinental Championship. It should be on Elias, but it's not. So we get this tag team match that went on a lot longer than it should have. Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think of this one?
You know why they did what they did tonight. It's not only because of the feud between Rollins and Ziggler. It's because they finally see the Revival for who they really are. Two boring motherfuckers. These two are the most boringest tag teams I've ever seen, next to the Authors of Pain. That's why they changed the match tonight, because they bring nothing to the table. They're two of the most boringest fuckers I've ever seen. They have no fucking charisma whatsoever. So that's why they changed tonight's match. What do you think, T-Rock?
I didn't care about the match, and I kind of did now, and it's good that the B-Team's out of it, and they're going to be sent to obscurity now because now you're going to have Ziggler and McIntyre and Rollins and Ambrose, and then maybe the Authors of Pain, which is coming up here shortly. We'll talk about that. I don't know, man. The Raw Tag Team Division is an awful, awful mess. And I don't know. Where's Bray Wyatt? When's he coming back? Like, you know, maybe, I don't know. Where does the B-Team go from here, Christian? Where do you think they go from here?
I think they're going to have another rematch. And somehow, some way, I see the fucking Shield costing Drew and Dolph. And the titles go right back to the B-Team. And then the fucking B-Team and the Revival go on with their feud. That's where I see it was going to fucking happen.
Oh, a joyous round of applause that everybody just cheered and said. And I heard it. I heard the boo. I mean, the cheers. Sorry, the boo. It doesn't matter anymore. These weird heel turns and this terrible booking has ruined everybody. Silence.
Yeah.
The Shield gets no pop. Braun Strowman gets cheers, no boos, and nobody knows who to boo and cheer. Like, what does Vince want? He wants the crowd.
It's because they don't know what to do with fucking Reigns anymore. They don't know what the fuck to do for him. They're in a fucking corner. They're fucking. It's because of Roman Reigns' booking, everybody's fucked. Like, they don't know what the fuck to do anymore. This is fucking garbage. It's like backwards. They don't know what to do.
The crowd doesn't know what to do, man. They have no idea. Mumra in the chat says, Natty Nightfart is rather boring, though I did find Ronda enjoyable this week. Best Friends NXT says, I still see Ronda Rousey and Natalya feuding in the future. And so there you go. But, like I said, the Authors of Pain now have a midget as their manager, also known as Rockstar Spud Drake Maverick. And the Authors of Pain beat two nobodies and move on in an obscure division that nobody cares about. So now, you can't have the Authors of Pain facing Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler because they're heels. So I'm telling you, Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose are going to get the tag titles. Rollins is going to end up somehow, I guess they'll keep the Intercontinental Championship. Roman will have the other title, and they'll have every title in the WWE. It's going to be ridiculous. But what did you think of this squash match tonight? And Drake Maverick as the manager.
You know, this is funny and coincidental because on my show, me, Minister, and Batman said that the Authors of Pain needed a general manager. And I said, I don't care who, they needed a general manager. And would you behold, they have a manager now in Drake Maverick. I don't know why, Drake Maverick, but a manager all the same. Authors of Pain are still fucking shit. They're the two worst tag teams I've ever fucking seen wrestle. I think they're the most overhyped fucking tag teams from NXT. I've been hearing people say, oh, the Authors of Pain are fucking great, mate. They're fucking fantastic. They're the best wrestlers. No, they're fucking not. They're shit. The only thing they do is fucking power bombs. So fuck the Authors of Pain. Fuck them.
Well, you know what, though? They got a manager, and it's good to go, and at least the tag division is now got some emphasis. It's awful that they're not real tag teams, but maybe Bobby Roode and Chad Gable will make a run for it in their mediocre rise to obscurity. I highly doubt it. All right, guys, if you're interested in staying with us to talk about this dump of a show, the world's worst wrestling production in the history of mankind, known as Monday Night Raw, you can stay tuned. You can go to WrestleCorp.com and join the conversation because it's always lively over there. You can call in at 619-924-0815 over here. I am T-Rock Plutonium. On the phone is Christian from Philadelphia. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue on sniffing this steaming pile of shit. On we go. We'll be right back on the World Generation Network here on Monday Night Fallout.
No chance! No chance at all!
Are you ready for some more wrestling talk? Join Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, headliner Joe Bates, and Rancho punk rocker Albert Salazar as they recap some of this week's shenanigans in the WWE. Fatal 4-Way Radio makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network.
People everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp. WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
Bye.
Justin, do we need a commercial for you? Is there a commercial on there for you? Do we have one?
Like what?
For your show. You need a commercial for your show. Do you want me to make one for you?
Yes, please.
make a commercial for Christian. Well, you can listen to him on Saturdays, but right now you're listening to Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Network. WrestleCorp.com is the place to be, and let's move on. So we left off as the Authors of Pain beat some nobodies, and now we have the only thing in the evening that is worth mentioning. Forget anything you watched on Raw. Forget any of the stories. If you haven't seen it, just watch this, because this harkens back to a time when the WWE actually was pretty damn good, and it actually mattered. Yes, Shawn Michaels came out. He cut a pretty drunken promo, but it's okay, because once The Undertaker came out, it went to a whole nother level. And you know what? It may be leading to a career retirement match versus HBK and The Undertaker at WrestleMania. I'd love to see that. I don't know. What did you think, Christian, about this segment? I'm going to make a drink, so talk for about a minute.
All right. Well, this was by far the best segment on Raw, because it's two of the most greatest wrestlers in history. Roman Reigns should learn a thing or two about how to cut a fucking promo from these two legends. You know, I would rather watch 3 hours of Undertaker and Shawn Michaels than watch 3 hours of fucking fuckboy Roman Reigns. Fuck Roman Reigns. Shawn Michaels and Undertaker are the two most greatest. This is the greatest promo ever. But I don't think it's going to be the last match for Undertaker if Shawn is going to face him at WrestleMania, because we still need that rematch between John Cena and The Undertaker. I feel like that hasn't been a real match. So I'm going to say that Shawn and Undertaker will fight in this year's WrestleMania, or next year's in 2019. And at 2020, John Cena and Undertaker will have the last match for real, and John Cena will win in that match. So that's what I'm going to say. Or it might be Randy Orton, because I feel like Randy Orton and Undertaker should have another WrestleMania match, because I think the heel Randy Orton we have now is perfect for the face Undertaker right now. So those are my opinions.
Well, and you know, they're going to Saudi Arabia again, coming soon after Evolution or whatever. So maybe we get Undertaker Cena at the next Saudi Arabia show, right? What do you think?
Well, if Saudi Arabia could be a better crowd than last year's, then yes, of course. But we'll just have to see if the match quality will be okay. I really want Randy Orton versus Undertaker Mania.
Yes, you can want all you want, but Vince doesn't care what you want. He likes his pile of money, sitting on his gigantic stack of money, laughing. Ha 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 ha. But you know what I must say? Christian, the WWE, as much as it's a big pile of turds, SmackDown is by far an awesome show. I can sit through it. I love it. It's a great show. Raw is absolute shit. But if you watched All In, aside from it being an indie spot fest, I found that their production quality was awful. Their video packages were awful. The camera work was awful. With the backstage segments in the echoey locker room, get a fucking microphone, for God's sakes, you two-bit, shitty-ass little operation. You know, the WWE at least does some things right. So Vince doesn't have any competition. I'm sorry. All In is a great show. Good for Chris Jericho. Good for Cody Rhodes. But the production quality was absolutely terrible, and you will not even make a dent in Vince McMahon. Hire people. There are people out there who can do that for you. Buy a fucking $20 microphone. Damn it. You spent enough money. Buy a fucking boom mic for the backstage segments instead of recording them in some bathroom stall. But anyway, I digress. Christian, what were you saying?
That also leaves a question for Triple H. Who is he going to face at WrestleMania? Who do you think is Triple H going to face at Mania? T-Rock?
Roman Reigns? No. The Rock? No. Cena? No. Kurt Angle?
I could see Kevin Owens.
You think Kevin Owens? Because I think Kurt Angle and Baron Corbin are going to wrestle. I think that's a WrestleMania match. I don't know. Triple H versus... I don't know. Who is he going to face? In the chat thread. Mumra, BHM, Best Friends. Tell me. Who is Triple H going to face at WrestleMania? We want your input. And... there you go. So, from this amazing nostalgia promo, the best I've seen in a while, we get another big pile of shit. Now, I don't want to talk about piles of shit like it's bad, because this is horrible. Like, I would take a pile of shit. I would literally enjoy watching a dog take a dump on a fucking lawn than watching this other fucking piece of garbage. And I will go the same as Christian. Fuck this fucking piece of shit. Sasha Banks versus Bayley, versus Dana Brooke and Ember Moon. And of course, Sasha Banks and Bayley win as the Boston Hug Connection rolls on. Hey, Christian, how many fuckings can you fit into a fucking promo?
This bitch, Sasha Banks, is the most fucking laziest wrestler I've fucking ever seen. This fucking bitch, Harley Ran, she does nothing in this fucking match. She's been phoning it in since 2017. Like, it's obvious she doesn't fucking give a fuck anymore. She doesn't give a fuck about this. Bayley at least tries more, because she's the better wrestler than Sasha Banks. Let's face it. Let's face the facts. Sasha gets no fucking crowd reactions. She's fucking dull. She's bland. She's boring. And fucking Dana Brooke, don't get me started on her. I think she's out the door next, because she quit the Titus Worldwide tonight. So, yeah. Fuck
gone
this fucking match.
Gone with the wind. We're getting a phone call. Caller, you are live on Monday Night Fallout. Who's this? Hello, caller. You are live on the air, caller. Hello? All right, we'll let them just hang out in... I agree with you, Christian. And Bayley, for all her autistic looks, can wrestle, I guess. And, you know, I mean, I liked her when she was a lesbian, and then she wasn't a lesbian, and I don't like her anymore. So I don't know. But, again, given far too much time for a worthless pile of nothing. And nothing it was. All right, so Bobby Lashley gets a performance review. Another big steaming pile. Performance review, and he goes out to the ring with Jinder Mahal. And boy, Jinder needs to get some proactive, because he is full of back knee, acne, face knee, knee. I mean, his legs have acne, for God's sake. And they're sitting in the ring, and then Kevin Owens, after he quits last week, comes back and attacks Bobby Lashley, which is obviously the next feud, which I guess they're moving up in the – Bobby Lashley's moving up in the world. But Christian from Philadelphia, are you feeling what they're laying out right now?
I don't even want to talk about Bobby Lashley anymore, man. Like, he's one of the worst segments on Raw. He's so fucking shit, bro. He has no fucking charisma whatsoever. Why do they bring him back? Nothing's fucking changed. He's boring. He's one of the worst segments on Raw every week. I don't even want to talk about this guy anymore, dude. He's a waste of space. He's a waste of our slot on our show. On your show, he's a waste to talk about in your show. Fuck
and isn't that's very sad. And welcome Jason Corrigan to the chat thread. He said he feels all nostalgic and emotionally mushy listening to this podcast. I'm sure if you were an older listener, thank you for coming back. Minister of Sinister wanted a beer tonight, but he's busy getting drunk somewhere. And Double L is taking care of business like only he could. So we're here holding down the boat. And, you know, so thank you. Mumra says Sasha is still boring and just coasting. And he also says Triple H will bury a younger guy. The shovel is coming out. I totally agree. Let's go see if the caller is still there. Hello, caller. Are you there? Caller, hello?
Is this a prank?
No, it's just some guy sitting on the line listening to the show. That's great. Thank you for listening. And you can go to WrestleCorp.com to talk to all of us about what you feel and what you think about Raw tonight. Kevin Owens is back after a one-week break. Awesome. And then we end the show with the Shield having the fastest arraignment in the history of mankind on a Labor Day, getting released from prison, stealing a police car, and Braun Strowman and Finn Balor in the main event. Braun Strowman beats the crap out of Finn Balor. Finn Balor loses, of course. And then as the Shield comes out, the entire heel locker room comes and beats the crap out of the Shield. None of the faces could care to come out because they're all in catering or on their way home or giving Vince his daily rubdown. Christian from Philadelphia, we were live on the air for this, but what are your thoughts about this compelling end? And as somebody wrote earlier, even Stevie Wonder could see this end coming. What did you think about this?
Balor got destroyed tonight. Balor looks like the biggest fucking geek in this show tonight. First, in the opening, he gets beat up by Dean Ambrose. He was one of the ones who tried to broke up the fight. Then, later on tonight, in the end, he gets fucking bombarded and got his ass kicked. Finn Balor looks like the fucking biggest geek in this whole roster. And then the ending is shit because the Shield reunion is shit. Apparently, WWE doesn't know how to do fucking reunions right or book them right because now the Shield are being dog shitted. Fuck this ending and fuck this Raw, to be honest.
In the other chat, Space Mountain says, well, good way to ruin Braun and make him look like a big pussy that needs to have the jobber locker room fight his battles, and I still don't care about Roman or the Shield. So good job, Vince. And Aaron says, you know, it's sad when the highlight of the show features star from the past building up a match that shouldn't even take place in 2018. Cedric says, way to kill Braun, way to bury the revival. Sasha and Bayley are regulated to BS. This is sad. They need to leave. Lord, there needs to be more all in. Ah, yes. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing, what they're trying to do. But Raw is just makes no sense. It's a clusterfuck. It doesn't matter. SmackDown. Watch SmackDown, people. I'm telling you. Like, SmackDown is the show. SmackDown is the only show to watch. SmackDown is the only show to pay attention to. Because SmackDown has great rivalries. But tell me the truth, Christian. SmackDown, by far the better show.
Yes, it is. It's 2 hours for one, so it's not fucking clustered. It has the better talent in the roster. It has the better storyline, the better matches. Fuck Raw. Raw can eat it. Raw sucks. No wonder it's called Raw, because it gives you raw fucking meat. It's like raw, disgusting meat.
And somebody said when Braun won, there was no reaction. Good job, WWE. No boos, no cheers, just no reaction. And I don't know. I don't know what Vince... Why? Turn Roman heel, for God's sakes. Bring the Shield together. Make them a heel faction. Why? Why do you do this? Why do you kill these people's careers? Like, seriously, you have the ability to make the biggest star in the history of Raw, aside from Stone Cold, and you just fucking flush it down the toilet because you're a fucking old senile bastard walking around on his depends, thinking he's all that. Vince, you are not all that. I am the head booker of the IWC, and the IWC is better than Raw. Hell, a fucking dog shit is better than Raw. Everything is better than Raw. Raw
my
is
radio
awful.
My radio show is better than Raw.
Hey, all of our radio shows, everything is. Everything is better than Raw. There is nothing. And Monday Night Football is coming back next week, so you better believe their ratings are gonna tank because ain't nobody gonna watch this crap. Ain't nobody gonna tune in for this shit next week. Ain't nobody gonna care about this fucking garbage.
And not to mention, they picked the they picked the town that Roman Reigns is the most hated to, New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, great. So now Braun's not going to get a reaction. The Shield's not getting a reaction. Monday night confusion. Monday night shit. All right. So apparently, since we're missing two of our broadcast colleagues, we've reached the end of Monday Night Raw. Let's go to Christian for his thoughts on the show and your rating for tonight.
What can I say, man? Like, what the? This is fucking pathetic. They're not even trying. This show used to be so fucking good in the 90s and early 2000s, but now it sucks, dude. It's pathetic. This is pathetic. They're not even fucking trying. This sucks. This whole Roman Reigns experiment is horrible. He's not the fucking guy. He's not the guy. But Vince doesn't want to admit it because he's a senile, stubborn old bastard. He doesn't give him what we want, but he doesn't also care what we want. If Shane was in charge, or hell, even Triple H, I think the company would have been better. Because this is bullshit. So, Mike, I'm going to give it 0 out of 10. I hated Raw. 0 out of 10.
0 out of 10. All right, so going by segment by segment, the opening segment, I'll give it a point. Everything else after that, lose 5 points, okay? And then The Undertaker, I'll give him back the 5 points because that was good. I'll give him back the 5 points. So they're back at 0. Rest of the crap, lose another couple points. Ziggler and McIntyre, okay, that's good, maybe 1 point. The ending of the show sucks. So I give Raw a negative 500 fucking million, a negative everything. If I didn't have to do a podcast, I would literally go and watch fucking Impact Wrestling. I hate TNA, but for God's sakes, Monday Night Raw, this is what you get. Awful, awful, awful. Vince is fucking senile, and the only thing that Monday Night Raw has going for it now is a feud that should have happened 20 years ago. And that's it. That is all. The Shield getting arrested, nobody cares. Like, how do you get arrested, you get to see a judge, you get arraigned, and then you get bailed out all in the process of 2 hours on a Labor Day, right? And then, of course, we didn't know the Shield was going to come back at the end. I mean, I guess the heels coming out and beating the crap out of them was something, but
This reminded me of how Goldberg got arrested.
This reminded me of what I left in the toilet about 2 hours ago and flushed it down. I'm sorry, man. I bought tickets for this fucking crap fest. And I'm going to have to sit through it. I'm going to have to watch fucking Raw live and pretend I like it because I'm going to be there. And we'll be here, and I'll be here. I'll be live audience reaction. Oh, the September 24th Raw. We're going to be on the show, and I'll call in from the arena at the Overrun, and we'll hear some good shit. Hell, we could even start the show an hour early, and I'll just call Raw right from my seat. I don't give a fuck because you know what? It's better than anything that Vince McMahon is giving us. At least Triple H is trying. At least Road Dogg is trying. Vince McMahon is so fucking old and senile. I don't care, man. I'm sorry. Like, I give Raw a chance all the time. And tonight just made me fucking want to blow my brains out and fucking swim in the blood.
Two weeks in a row, Raw has been shit.
I don't know. Did you watch All In?
Yeah, no, I didn't pay for it because I really don't give a fuck about All In. But I saw the results.
Did you watch the free hour? I watched the free hour.
No, I just read about it on the website, the results. I didn't watch the pay-per-view, but I heard it was good.
I heard it was good too. Like I said, I watched the first hour. I just think that if you're going to put money and go all in, you should spend money on microphones for the backstage segments. And yeah. Kenny Omega, I'm sure the guy can wrestle, but he can't cut a promo worth a shit. So good luck coming in the WWE, buddy. Look at how they treat all these people who are much more talented than you, and they put them in fucking garbage. Garbage. I will take a quote from you. Garbage. I can't. Garbage. Baron Snarkson says, at Hell in a Cell, Braun hits the running power slam on Roman. Suddenly the lights go out, and Nicholas is standing in the middle of the ring. Braun looks lost, and Roman nails a low blow and spears him. No Roman music paid for 10 seconds. The lights go out. Bray Wyatt standing beside Nicholas, laughing at Braun. Hey, it could happen. And AR says, there you go, jabroni. So much for O'Braun. Still going to get cheered, stupid Vince. Shield chants and mass boos for Strowman. Actually, there were no boos for Strowman, and there were no Shield chants. So that guy's a troll. But okay, whatever. You know, I mean, dude, I'm glad we're doing it only an hour tonight, because I wouldn't want to talk about this for any longer. I can't believe I gave Vince my money. I can't believe And did you know that when you order tickets online, there's a fee for the facility and a convenience fee? But if you go to the venue and you try to buy the tickets there, there's the same convenience fee. That makes absolutely no fucking sense. Online, I understand the convenience fee because the computer is instantly making the transaction convenient for you. But when you walk up to the fucking box office and try to buy a ticket and there's still the same convenience fee, fuck you, Vince McMahon. Fuck you, WWE. I hope you rot in fucking hell. But again, SmackDown. I will watch SmackDown. It's the same show. It's the same fucking brand. It's Raw, right? It's WWE. It's the same company. But how in the world? Yeah. How in the world can you take? I don't know. So before we go, Christian, let's do a couple. We did it last week. Let's do some early predictions for Hell in a Cell we have so far, and let's see if anything has changed. All right, AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe. Does Samoa Joe finally get the title? Early prediction.
No, I think AJ's going to retain. I think AJ's going to feud with somebody else, like Randy Orton or somebody. Like, I don't know. I just feel like Samoa Joe ain't winning it.
All right, fair enough. Samoa Joe is not winning. I think Samoa Joe should win because it'd be great. And then Daniel Bryan versus Samoa Joe, AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe, maybe even a Jeff Hardy versus Samoa Joe. I mean, there are good matchups there. I mean, AJ Styles or Daniel Bryan versus Samoa Joe. Could you imagine that match, man?
Yeah, I can imagine it. It will be the greatest rivalry ever.
Well, yeah, but it's not going to happen because The Miz is there, so we've got to forget that. Okay, what else? Charlotte versus Becky for the SmackDown Women's Championship. I could see, I don't know, I think Charlotte retains, but it's a dusty finish, and Becky wins it at Evolution.
Is this a Hell in a Cell match or just a regular match?
I don't know, man. What's Hell in a Cell? They got Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton and Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman. It's funny. SmackDown has the matches that I would want to see in a cell. I would want to see Becky and Charlotte in a cell. I'd want to see AJ and Samoa Joe in a cell. I would like to see Randy Orton. But like, you can't. What are you going to have? Like five cell matches? Four cell matches? You think they'd do that?
I think I'm going to see Becky Lynch wins it. I think Charlotte's a transitional champion.
All right, well, there you go. How about Randy Orton versus Jeff Hardy in the cell? I think Jeff Hardy leaps off the cell and probably gets the victory. He's got it, right?
I think Jeff Hardy's going to jump off the cell, but I think Randy's going to move out of the way, and Jeff Hardy gets carried out of the building. And a stretcher, and that's the end of the match.
Well, what about a swanton bomb off the cell into an RKO? That could happen.
Fuck me, that would be dangerous.
Or a whisper in the wind, right? I mean, that'd be like death from above. That could happen. What else? Yeah. We got Daniel Bryan and the Bella versus a Miz and Maryse. I think that Daniel Bella and his wife win.
Yeah, they win. But I don't understand why Brie Bella, you know, one who just got a pregnancy, and Maryse, who just got a pregnancy, are wrestling each other. But who knows? you know, safety doesn't give a damn about WWE. WWE doesn't give a fuck about safety. So Daniel Bella wins.
And, you know, these are just early predictions. When we do our actual prediction show, I'm sure the results will change and we will have a winner. And then, of course, Braun Strowman versus Roman Reigns. I think that, you know, Roman keeps it somehow and overcomes the odds and beats Braun Strowman. What do you think?
I think some shenanigans happen, but I'm going to say this right now. I think Braun's going to win by a shock. Because, you know, all WWE does shock value, you know, because WWE only does shock value. So I'm going to say Braun Strowman wins it by shenanigans.
But you got to have the, you know, Seth and Dean have to have the tag titles, and Roman has to have the Universal Championship. Like, that's the reason why I would say...
But we don't know if they're going to win the tag belts. We don't know if Dean's going to betray Seth in that match, though.
He should eventually, but whatever. And I'm sure Baron Corbin versus Finn Balor will happen on the pre-show, and I'm sure we're going to get a bunch of other crap matches. But in the end, who really cares? I care about the SmackDown matches. We'll be here live for it. We're going to have a show for it. It's all going to be great. Uh-huh. We'll do a preview show. We'll do our prediction show. We'll be here next week for Monday Night Raw again. I almost want to change the show to Tuesday so we can talk about fucking SmackDown fallout, frankly. But, all right, I think that's going to be it for now for tonight because it is what it is. Christian, any last words? Plug your show and send yourself out early tonight.
Get ready for New Orleans, ladies and gentlemen, because they're going to boo the fuck out of Reigns next week, 110%. Catch myself this Saturday at 8 p.m. Radio Renegades, where we talk about what-if scenarios, worst wrestling theme songs, the top three worst wrestling theme songs, and all that on Saturday with me as the host, and I co-host Batman. See you this Saturday and this Thursday at Fallout, Fatal 4-Way Radio, and next week, Monday Night Fallout with the other boys. See you later, everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Catch you next week.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Christian. Philadelphia. The reigning defending IWC Armageddon champion. Yes, next week everybody should be back for a riveting show. I'm sure Minister would have had a lot to say tonight in his drunken stupor. Tomorrow night, you can tune in for Facing Tuesday with Santori. That show is great. You have to listen. Actually, no, there's no show tomorrow night because he's going to be doing comedy. So no show tomorrow night. And Wednesday, no show. Thursday, Fatal 4-Way Radio. Friday, Joe Bates. And Sunday, the greatest talk show here on the World Generation Network. Thank you, everybody. Over there in the chat, Mumra, everybody else, Best Friends NXT, Jason Corrigan, TBM. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll have a better show, longer show next week, but it's a quick one this time. And remember, we're going to be live from the arena on September 24th, Raw, so that's going to be very interesting to see. And Hell in a Cell is coming up, so that's great as well. Okay, so thank you everybody for joining us. Thank you for the quick show. I appreciate everybody calling in, talking, Christian, Minister for Double L. I'm T-Rock Plutonium. Why? Because it's what makes time travel possible. If you smell what T-Rock is cooking, we'll see you guys next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.